This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
And with the indulgence of the speaker, the person I have to thank most is my partner, Ryan. You've had to tolerate more than most because you had to put up with me. Trust me. This debate has been the soundtrack to our relationship. We both know this issue isn't the reason we got involved in politics. Give us tax reform any day. But in my first speech, I defined our bond by the ring that sits on both of our left hands, and that they are the answer to the questions we cannot ask. So there's only one thing left to do. Ryan Patrick Bolger, will you marry me? We'll put this. We'll chuck that in the memoirs and Hansard.
Should let Hansard note to record that that was a yes. A resounding yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, Speaker.
It's Monday the 4th of December. Welcome to The Informer. I'm Lara Dickinson.
And I'm Dean Arcuri. The audio you just heard was from earlier today in Parliament, where Dean Smith's marriage equality bill has begun being discussed today. And Tim Wilson proposed to his partner, Ryan Bolger, at the end of his speech. The final week of Parliament kicked off today, and same-sex marriage was first off the bat with the unamended Senate bill introduced to the lower house.
It's going to be a long week with lots of speakers having something to say, and it's very interesting to hear how the parties and individuals are framing equality. Here's some audio of Tim Wilson, Bill Shorten and Tanya Plibersek.
I will be supporting this bill, and I do so wholly acknowledging the bill is not my first preference.
When their very existence was considered to be a criminal offence, but always knew it was the law that had to change and not their love.
A society in which we live and let live, in which we recognise that love makes a marriage and love makes a family.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had a very different take on the road to marriage equality. Here's a snippet of his speech.
But above all, the credit is due to the Australian people, 80% of whom cast a vote. Now, that was remarkable. Nobody predicted that or expected that. In a general election where we actually fine you if you don't vote, the participation rate is only a little bit above 90%. This was a remarkable turnout, and it proved what we always said, that Australians wanted to have their say.
If amendments are made to the bill, it'll need to return to the Senate for approval, which could see the issue drag on longer than it already has. Now, they say history is written by the victor, and no matter which party your allegiance is to or how you cast your vote, it's important to remember that the victor of marriage equality is not a political party that put us in this place to have a postal survey on our equal rights.
It's the LGBTI communities, the same-sex couples and the individuals who hopefully, finally, will be treated equally under the law.
When I listened to Prime Minister Turnbull's speech today, I decided we needed to do something special this week on The Informer. We want to remind people that marriage equality isn't about religious protection or holding on to your political seat. It's about us, our community, being treated equally under the law. And we think the best way to remind people of that is for you to share how you feel.
If you'd like to share your views on this Thursday's episode of The Informer, you can get in touch with us via our social media, The Informer on Joy on Facebook and at The Informer Joy on Twitter, or email us at theinformer@joy.org.au.
This is The Informer on Joy
94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.